Canto 1, chapter 8, text number 49. Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Pitrir Bratrir Gura Druha.
Pitrir Bratrir Guru Druha.
Pitrir Bratrir Guru Druha.
Pitrir Bratrir Guru Druha.
Name Sian Nirayan Moksho.
Name Sian Nirayan Moksho.
Hyapi Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Hyapi Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Baladvija Surin Mitra.
Baladvija Surin Mitra.
Pitrir Bratrir Guru Druha.
Pitrir Bratrir Guru Druha.
Name Sian Nirayan Moksho.
Name Sian Nirayan Moksho.
Hyapi Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Hyapi Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Pitri Bratri Guru Druhaha.
Pitri Bratri Guru Druhaha.
Name Sian Nirayan Moksho.
Name Sian Nirayan Moksho.
Yapi Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Yapi Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Pitri Bratri Guru
Druhaha.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Pitrai Bratrai Guru Druha.
Pitrai Bratrai Guru Druha.
Name Swan Nirayan Moksha.
Name Swan Nirayan Moksha.
Yapi Varsha Yutai Yutai.
Yapi Varsha Yutai Yutai.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Pitru Bhratru Guru Druha.
Pitru Bhratru Guru Druha.
Namesha Nirayan Moksho.
Namesha Nirayan Moksho.
Yapi Varsha Yutai Yutai.
Yapi Varsha Yutai Yutai.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Pitri Bhratri Guru Druha.
Pitri Bhratri Guru Druha.
Name Sian Nirayan Moksho.
Name Sian Nirayan Moksho.
Yapi Varsha Yuta Yuta.
Yapi Varsha Yuta Yuta.
Anybody else?
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Baladvija Suhrin Mitra.
Pitri Bhratri Guru Druha.
Pitri Bhratri Guru Druha.
Namesya Nirayan Moksho.
Namesya Nirayan Moksho.
Hiyapi Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Hiyapi Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Bala.
Bala.
Boys.
Boys.
Dvija.
Dvija.
The twice born.
Twice born.
Suhrit.
Suhrit.
Well-wishers.
Well-wishers.
Mitra.
Mitra.
Friends.
Friends.
Pitri.
Pitri.
Parents.
Parents.
Bratri.
Bratri.
Brothers.
Brothers.
Guru.
Guru.
Preceptors.
Preceptors.
Druha.
Druha.
One who is killed.
One who is killed.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
May.
May.
My.
My.
Siat.
Siat.
There shall be.
There shall be.
Nirayat.
Nirayat.
From hell.
From hell.
Moksha.
Moksha.
Liberation.
Liberation.
He.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Api.
Api.
Although.
Although.
Varsha.
Varsha.
Years.
Years.
Ayuta.
Ayuta.
Millions.
Millions.
Ayutai.
Ayutai.
Being added.
Being added.
Translation. I have killed many boys, Brahmins, well-wishers, friends, parents, preceptors, and brothers. Though I live for millions of years, I will not be relieved from the hell that awaits me for all these sins. Purport. Whenever there is a war, first of all, who's speaking? And why is he saying these things? Like what context?
He's feeling himself responsible for the massacre.
So it's after the Battle of Kukshetra, and he's feeling himself responsible for all these things because ostensibly the war was fought to, you know, well, actually it was fought so he could be the king. And so he's, although it was the order of Krishna, he's taking it personally that it was all his fault. It was the nature of a Vaishnava. Purport, whenever there is a war, there is certainly a massacre of many innocent living beings, such as boys, Brahmins, and women, whose killing is considered to be the greatest of sins. They are all innocent creatures, and in all circumstances, killing of them is forbidden in the scriptures. Maharaj Yudhisthira was aware of these mass killings. Similarly, there were friends, parents, and preceptors also on both sides, and all of them were killed. It was simply horrible for him to think of such killing, and therefore he was thinking of residing in hell for millions of billions of years. Mangalacharna, you'll find, we're going to recite before we speak in the Songs of Vaishnavas Acharya, starting on page number 11, 10.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sagvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripadaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Pravave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dhinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Minodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Sri Jagannathayate Namaha Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Kamsurato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarva Slapadambojo Radha Manana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Sri Madrada Sri Lagodinda Devo Rishtalibi Seva Manusmarami Sri Mandra Sarasarambi Bamshi Bata Tatasita Karshan Venu Saner Gopir Gopinata Sri Esunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye
Vrindaye Tulsidevai Priyaye Keshavasya Cha Vishnu Bhakti Pradi Devi Sachavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nasringha Jai Nasringha Jai Jai Narasingha Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare Baladvija Suhrinmitra Pitri Bhatri Guru Druhaha Name Sian Nirayan Moksho Hyapi Varsha Yuta Yutai. I've killed many boys, Brahmins, well-wishers, friends, parents, preceptors, and brothers. Though I live for millions of years, I will not be relieved from the hell that awaits me for all these sins. And we were talking about the Bhagavatam and how hearing from the Bhagavatam we can untie the knots of our attachment to the material world. And material life, of course, is complicated. And we have to use all of our senses and all of our faculties in order to extricate ourselves from this world. As Krishna tells Uddhava in his discussion with him, that's Shruti Pratyaksham Aityam Anumanam Chatushtayam Pramaneshwanavastanad Vikalpatsa Virajite, that you should use all of your faculties. First of all, he says that you should use Shruti, which means your power of hearing. And we heard from Hari Guru Prabhu about how poignant that is and how potent it is to hear. Even a sleeping person, the only thing that can save him or her is hearing someone calling out, fire, 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 and they wake up. So he says Shruti, and the Shruti is coming from a source beyond the realm of human production. And what is that called? Aporusheya. Aporusheya means it's not created by some normal person. It's coming from the spiritual world. So hearing that sound vibration actually can affect us. It wakes us up. This is to our actual eternal nature. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chite Kara Udoi. There's something already there in seed form that we have that when it's planted and when it's watered properly, it will grow. It's a miracle, actually. Seeds are miracles. And that seed of devotional service is there. That propensity for devotional service is there. It's covered over now. And it needs to be watered. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said that Shravanadi Shudachite Karu Udoi. If through hearing, it will come out. Shruti, and then pratyaksham means direct experience. Actually, if we're a little bit aware, nature will reveal its quality to us if we just look at it. And therefore, you know, you see, if you actually observe what's going on around us, that it has a beginning and an end, right? I mean, Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita, and throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is being pointed out to us, that there's a non-stable quality of this material world. Elements are constantly permutating and combining and changing all the time, right, Pinky? Even at, you know, at every level, isn't it? There's nothing we see as what we think is stable is actually, you know, if you look at it carefully enough and really observe it, it's some vibration of light or... Entropy means something that there's
entropy means like things always tend to increase to maximum disorder.
to maximum disorder. So be careful. I know it's true in all my drawers in my house. I was like, why does it always end up like this? But we can observe material nature, actually ourselves, and see for ourselves that it has a beginning and end, that it's temporary. Krishna's telling this to Uddhava. And then you can also understand through a traditional wisdom, things that are passed down, and you can understand through logical deduction as well. And he says, Pramaneshwanavastana, you should take this evidence, all these things as evidence for the unstable nature of avastana. Means that stana means something that's stable, and this world is not stable. We're not on stable ground here, although we try to be. We try to make this our stable place, and that we adjust things. This is happiness by adjustment, constantly moving from one place to the next to try to find some stable place. And there is none. So we have to come to that conclusion. And the Bhagavatam will bring us to that conclusion, and we find that great souls will be faced with difficult situations. For instance, now, the Pandavas, it's said by Narada Muni, who was observing how the Pandavas, although they were the greatest devotees of the Lord, he said how amazing it is that although they were so intimately connected with the Lord, they went through so many different problems and different situations. Well, partly Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it's to teach everyone else the nature of the devotee, that doesn't matter what situation they're in, they remain stable. And I heard Indradyumna Maharaj give an example about how there was some, when you're tested, when you're actually tested in an intense situation, then you'll find out what your real nature is. Just as gold, you know, when you first find it, it has some impurities. It's hard to tell what it is until you with fire, you melt it down, you purify it, right? Gold is purified by fire. So similarly, we become purified fire. There was a spy who was a German spy during World War II, and he had been trained so expertly. Although he grew up in Germany, he spoke German, he learned how to speak English with a perfect accent, perfect intonation. No one could tell. He had all the mannerisms. He had been, perfectly trained as a spy, and he infiltrated into one of the sections of the opposition in the English intelligence. This is a true story, actually. And so many bad things were happening within that division, and things were being leaked, that someone knew there had to be a mole. And they were trying to figure out who it was. So someone had some inkling somehow that it might be this person. So one day when he was entering the office, seemingly by accident, but they actually did it on purpose, they closed the doors right when his fingers were in the door. So they... Pardon me?
He spoke in German?
Yeah. So, when the door slammed on his finger, he's like, yeah, well, he said, he did an expletive in German. His German accent came out. And so the point was that, when we're greatly tested, when there's some situation that, pushes us to the limit, then what's actually inside may come out and will be tested. So devotees are often tested. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says to show everyone that their nature, the more they're tested, as Queen Kunti was talking in the her prayers, she wanted to be tested more. That, the more these tests come, the more we take shelter of you, Krishna. The more we have opportunity to think of you clearly. Vipara santutasrash vat tatra tatra jagad guru bhavato darshanam yat syad apunar bhavadarshanam. We get your darshan when we're in great trouble. So, all of these, when there's a great revelation about to be presented in the Bhagavatam, we find that there's some traumatic situation most of the time. What is the actual circumstance of the Srimad Bhagavatam being spoken? How is it set up? Who can say besides Hari Guru? How is the Bhagavatam? What is the situation where the Bhagavatam was spoken? Yes? Go ahead.
Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a Brahmin to die within.
Why was he cursed by a Brahmin?
Parikshit Maharaj went to a forest for hunting. And while hunting, he became thirsty and very tired also. He approached one hermitage where one Rishi was in meditation, completely forgetful of the external world. He asked him for water, but sage ignored him because he did not external world. He was completely absorbed within himself. At that time, Parikshit Maharaj, due to the influence of Krishna's energy or whatever we call, he was offended. He took that as an offense from the sage, and then there was one dead snake lying somewhere there. He took that dead snake and put it around the neck of the sage just to insult him, and then went away. But this news was very soon carried away to the son of that sage, who was playing with other kids somewhere in some other place. And as soon as he heard the news that son of the sage, who is still a kid, he wanted to show his Brahminical powers. So at that very place, in front of the other kids, he cursed the Maharaj Parikshit that on the seventh day from now, he will die because of a snake bite.
Hari Bol. Now that's real sadhu sangha, to hear that Bhagavatam from Ramaswamy. It's especially sweet. Thank you very much. So there was some situation created by the Lord where Maharaj Parikshit, although he was a great Raja Rishi, he was in full control of his senses. All of a sudden, inexplicably, he was overcome by this thirst, which normally never happened to him. And he also had this impulse to wrap a snake around the neck of a sage, which he never would have done. But this was all set up by the arrangement of the Lord. And this precipitated the speaking of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because then he was going to die in 7 days. And how did he react to that? When he heard the curse come down, they said, you've been cursed by a Brahmin, even though it was a Brahmin boy. How did he respond to that? Yes.
One of his reaction was that he has been too much engaged in materialism. He felt as a king, he had everything, but this is a reminder that there is something more.
Yeah, so he took it like that. You were going to say, Hansapriya?
I just realized the point as a human.
Give her a mic. Keep the mics on, too, as they pass around. It's okay.
That how Maharaj Parikshit focused on the influence instead of concern. And that is hard for us to realize unless we associate with the devotees. Because it's so easy to carry it away with the concern, and the circle of the concern just grows and grows, and we completely lose it also.
What a nice point.
And it's only the sadhusanga will just make us realize that it's Krishna's arrangement, and focus on the influence and grow the circle of influence. And that will help us think proactively.
Much to the point of the whole idea here, that the devotees, when this comes, Maharaj Parikshit said, let the snake bird or whatever magical thing this Brahmin has created bite me at once. But all of you just continue to chant the glories of the Lord. He took shelter of Krishna in that circumstance. And in fact, in the discussion of the symptoms of an advanced devotee, one who's developing bhava, Maharaj Parikshit is given an example of this shantir, or of forgiveness, that whatever comes, he forgives. In fact, it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if a devotee is attacked, insulted, beaten, robbed, or even killed, he's negligent to avenge himself. Because he sees, oh yeah, the Lord's brought this. Tenu kampam susamikshamanu bunchana evatma kritam vipakam. Of course, recently we had some discussion about this with some devotees that it doesn't mean that, you know, you don't protect yourself in some way. You have to do your duty to also protect your life and such. But there's no vengeance within the heart of the devotee because he or she feels that Krishna has made this arrangement. So we see great devotees like Maharaj Parikshit, who was put into this situation, and he took it. This is Krishna's arrangement to take me out of material life. He saw it like that. He said, I never would have done it on my own, so Krishna has come and dragged me out. So now I have the opportunity to just sit down with no other concern and hear about Krishna from Shukadeva Goswami. And in that intensity, the intensity of that situation, what could be more intense? You're cursed to die suddenly. You have to give up your whole kingdom. I mean, there's perverted reflections here in this material world. You see, you know, some great leader and all of a sudden they're toppled, you know, in a minute. Recently there was that governor of New York, you know, and people, at least for at least 3 days or a week, they were, you know, really taken with that story. I don't know where the story went, but, you know, everyone became absorbed. It's like this, you know, big leader and all of a sudden he's finished, you know. What does he do now? Of course, we have no idea. I don't know if he's on the Ganga, you know, praying or whatever. He's coming here.
He should come here.
Rakshit, can you write him a letter? Maybe write him a letter and tell him that this is he could come take shelter with us. He might be very receptive. You never know. We'll see. Shantir avyarta kalatvam. So what did Maharaj Parikshit do? You know, in that intense situation, he went and took shelter of Krishna. And he sat down on the Ganga and said, okay, please, you know, take my life. I don't care. I just want to hear about Krishna. I want to know what to do at the time of death. And because of the intensity of that situation and the intensity of desire, who appeared? So the lesson from that is, if you want to have instruction on the level of Shukadeva Goswami, your desire must be on the same level as Maharaj Parikshit. Dhruva Maharaj, he was in dire need of solving his problem, and he had such intense desire that his guru, Narada Muni, came to him when Dhruva left for the forest out of anguish that he couldn't sit on the lap of his father. His stepmother pushed him away and said, no, you're inferior. You're not the successor to the throne. And for a little Kshatriya boy, this was, these are harsh words. So he went off to the forest, determined, after he talked to his mother, who told him, the only way to solve these problems is to talk to God about it. You know, he's the only one who can help you in this situation. She said, okay, how do I do it? She said, well, you know, great sages find him in the forest. I'm going to the forest. He was just a little boy. And so as he was going there, Narada Muni appeared. How did he know? Because Krishna is within everyone's heart. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bish Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridayesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudrani Maya Tesham Satata Yuktanam Vajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti Te Tesham Ivanukam Partam Maham Agyana Jamtamaha Nashayam Yat Mababa Sto Gyana Deepain Abhashvata. Krishna is there within the heart. You know, he's there always with us. And when he understands the intensity of our desire to find him, to make a permanent solution to these problems in the material world, he knows the very, you know, he can scent. It's like a scent of our desire. Desires that we carry around with us have a particular influence. That's what carries us. We talked about this the other night at Bhagavad Gita class. It carries us from one body to another. They're so powerful, the desires that we have. So if there's an intense desire to know Krishna is born in the heart somehow through sadhu sangha or through, you know, good fortune, Krishna sees that immediately. Just as when we're carried from one body to the next by the intensity of our desire, or even the subtlety of our desire will carry us to the next body. So similarly, if we have that quality of desire to know Krishna, to permanently solve the problem of this that we've come into in this world, then Krishna will make the arrangement. He'll appear. So Narada Muni appeared by the will of Krishna before Dhruva Maharaj and said, little boy, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the forest to find God. And Narada Muni said, you know, One thing is, these things will work themselves out on their own. If you just go back, be equal to everybody, don't worry so much about these things, you know, you'll be okay. It was a test to see if he was actually desirous. And he said, well, you know, I'm going anyway. And he, you know, and then Narada Muni saw how intense his desire was, that he wasn't going to give up, even when he was given a good reason to, and logic that, you know, you should just forget about it and such. So then he instructed him, and he gave him the process by which to realize Krishna, and he did. And in all these circumstances, the Bhagavatam were being shown these situations, Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And now here, this particular situation, this scene we're seeing here, where Yudhisthira is feeling great lamentation after the war, even though it was Krishna's will, and it was for the right cause, it was for Dharma, you know, he's lamenting, and he's feeling greatly burdened by this. And now, what's this setting up? The next great instruction from the Bhagavatam. What comes next? So Bhishmadev then gives instruction to appease the heart of Yudhisthira. And Bhishma, he's in a little bit of a situation himself. Talk about devotees, how great they are. Bhishma's full of arrows. He's lying on a bed of arrows. He has this benediction from his father that he can leave his body whenever he wants to. And he stayed there, you know, pinned to the ground, basically, by these arrows, and maintained the soul within the body, even though it should have left the body in that in any ordinary circumstance, just so he could have darshan with Krishna at the end, and by Krishna's will, speak these instructions to Yudhisthira and to everybody else. So they're there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we find these most extreme circumstances throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, and for our benefit, to hear them and to see that, as Prabhupada says in the light of the Bhagavat, you know, these mistakes or fall downs even may not be detrimental. They may be the pillars to success. In fact, I watered it down. He doesn't even say they may be. He says they are the pillars to success. So don't think that we won't have hardship. First of all, hardship's built into the material world. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartino arjuna. Mamupeta tukonta punar janmana vidyate. From the highest planet down to the lowest, you will not find a place in the material world that's not fraught with hardship. And when one takes to devotional service, then it doesn't mean that there won't be struggle, there won't be hardship. There will be struggle, there will be hardship. You read about it in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You'll see the greatest reversals will come to us all. But it's how we deal with those in relationship to the Lord that determines our advancement in devotional service. And we can see over and over again the greatest devotees, they take shelter of Krishna in these circumstances. So we can hear and take shelter of this sound vibration and the example of these great devotees. And in every circumstance of our life, come back to Krishna and take shelter of Krishna. See every opportunity, especially reversals, or not especially, or even when there's some so-called gain in our life. Sometimes it's even more difficult in those circumstances. I remember there was a devotee, I won't mention any names, but his parents died in an airplane crash I forget when it was, 1978 or something like that. It's in Chicago when that American Airlines went down. And both his parents died. And as soon as he got his inheritance, I remember, he detached himself very quickly from the process of devotional service. I mean, he became overwhelmed. You know, sometimes we get gain in this life, and we're tested in that way also. You know, all of a sudden, you're struggling, you're poor, you're chanting, and then someone says, oh, by the way, here's $5 million. You don't have to work anymore. It's like, yahoo! Okay, I don't need my beads anymore then. You know, that's a test also from both sides. You know, suke duke bulo nako varane harinam korore. Whether we are in suk or duk, you have to be equal, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who stay steady both in gain or in loss, on either side, it we're just taking shelter of Krishna. So these scenes, these circumstances are are set up by the Lord so that the devotees can show their real character. And also, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, it sweetens the devotee's relationship with the Lord. When there's great loss or intensity, like things become more valuable. Like normally, like right now, if we offer somebody a glass of water, if we offer George a glass of water, he's not going to be too impressed because he already has a half a liter sitting right there, right? And I have a little glass of water, or is this a latte? It's sitting right here, and it's a, I get another glass, I think, oh, thank you very much, but it's not that important. I already drank a lot of water. But if I'm in the desert, and I'm going to die if I don't find water really soon, and somebody gives me some water, it becomes the most vital, important thing, right? Or all the time we breathe, taking breaths all the time, and it doesn't feel like much, does it? You know, you don't think about it. You just breathe all day long, and your mind's going somewhere else. But when you're choking, and you get your breath, and you can't breathe, and then all of a sudden you get your breath back, you think, oh, this is the most important thing in the world, this one breath. You can appreciate it, right? Like, take a breath now. You know, so Krishna makes circumstances for the devotees so that there can be even an intensity, a more intense appreciation of their relationship with him. So we can learn this from the Srimad Bhagavatam, how all these different kinds of reversals in life and situations can be dealt with by us by taking shelter of Krishna more intensely. And we should practice this. Krishna knows the intensity of our desire. That's what counts. It's the intensity of our desire that counts. Nothing else is really that important. If I give somebody a gift here, like if I give Gabriel a gift and I just kind of flip it to him and I really don't care that much about it, it can also be even insulting, you know. Like if somebody's asking for money and you go, here's a quarter, kid, get lost, you know. How does that feel? Or when it's given out of love? I mean, the intensity or the intention that's behind it is important. So when we chant, when we perform our service, we have to remember what a precarious situation we're in. Yudhishthira is lamenting that, you know, all these people were killed, he's going to have to suffer in hell. Our very existence in the material world means that we got here by killing. This is what the Vedas say. Just by living as a householder, it points out, you know, you grind spices. You kill living entities. There's all kinds of living entities in the fire. When you turn on the fire, it kills them. Nowadays, you know, we can't make a move without killing living entities. All the goods that we have are soaked in some kind of karma. You know, in this age of Kali Yuga, it's such a contaminated age. Our investments are implicated in karma. Whatever work we're doing for big corporations, that's somehow incorporated in some kind of karma. You know, we become intertwined with that in the material world, and we're liable for that on the material side. So Yudhisthira's saying this, we should also realize it too, that we're in a precarious situation. It's not, oh, Yudhisthira, he was on the battlefield. No, we're in the battlefield also, and we're responsible for all these things. This is humility. We should feel like this, that, you know, I've created harm to all kinds of other living beings. I need to take shelter of Krishna. So if we adopt that mentality and we chant like that, and we serve others and we give our service in that mood, then it becomes first-class service. You know, when little baby's in its crib and it's crying, a mother knows the nature of the sound of a baby, right, when it's crying. Like sometimes she's just crying, goes, yeah, she cries like that all the time. You know, she'll go to sleep in 2 minutes. And then other times, like if a cobra climbs into the crib and the baby starts crying, and it's like, wow, that's a little different kind of crying. You know, that sounds intense. I better get in there. You know, so similarly, when we chant, Krishna knows what the nature of the sound. He picks up on the subtlety of the sound of how we're chanting. If we're chanting like, ho hum, you know, when am I going to be done? And, you know, this is no big deal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what's on TV? You know, it's not going to attract Krishna's attention as much as if we're feeling like Yudhisthira. that we're implicated in material life and we need help, and that we're calling out to Krishna in that way. The nature of that, the quality of it, will be attractive to Krishna. So we should practice that, even if we're not in that mentality, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and by introspecting and realizing our actual precarious situation within this world, and then chant, take shelter of Krishna. And this is the direct process, which is universal. It doesn't matter what class of person you come from. If you are from the Brahmin class or the Kshatriya class or the Vaishya class or the Shudra class, or you're from Mlecha, Yavana, or if you're an animal, you can be a dog or a cat or an elephant, like Gajendra, and call out to Krishna with sincerity, and Krishna will hear it, and he'll respond. That's what he responds to, because we're like his little children, and he's watching over us. So if we call out to him, he'll help us. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna.